one more look at sports. Jack Nicklaus wins the British Open. Johnny Bench hits three consecutive home runs off Steve Carlton. And Ron Hunt gets hit by a pitch for a record 119th time. Ouch!
Artie's Time Warp, serving six continents, 2 years at a time.
It's the fabulous foursome of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, providing some musical commentary on the recent events at Kent State as we're reviewing July 1970.
Hey, how about spreading the word to your friends about Artie's Time Warp?
Tell them Charlie sent you.
Should have been done long ago. Rogers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio.
How many more?
Forget in Ohio.
Why?
Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio.
Our musical quote: the new kind of music seems to create not from the heart, but from the head. Its composers think rather than feel. They have not the capacity to make their works exalt. They meditate, protest, analyze, reason, calculate, and brood, but they do not exalt. Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Do it again, I like it.
Hey, you're cordially invited to crack open the treasure chest at artistimewarp.com, where you'll find all of our past editions waiting for you to enjoy them. Deb Reese, Harry Schuster, and Bruce Martin own the engaging voices you hear throughout the show. Our writer and producer is Jim Ayers, and I'm your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good. Thank you for being a part of July 1970. Until we convene once again on this same frequency in another month and year, I know I can count on you to stay warped.